We continue with Masechas Beitza, Daf Lamed Vav Amid Beis. We're about 14 lines from the top of the page. The Gemara begins, Amar Shmuel. Amar Shmuel, Graf Shereye, the Ovid Shalmemi Raglayim, Mutur Lohatsian La Ashpa, Ukshu Machzir, Nosin Bomayim Machzir. So Shmuel says a Graf Shereye, which we described last time, means something which is disgusting. Literally, Graf is a vessel of some sort that contains Rei excrement, or an ovid shel memi reglayim, some sort of container that is holding urine. It is permissible to go ahead and to take them out and throw them into the garbage on Shabbos, even though this is something that obviously has no function, no purpose. You would have think it's muksa, but there's a special heter to move this because, again, it needs to be removed because it is disgusting to keep around on Shabbos. Ukshu machziro nosin bo mayim umachziro. And when he takes this vessel back, he can then put water into it and return it to its place in the house. So Rashi explains over here, we're essentially talking about a portable toilet, a commode, which is, when it's empty, you cannot go ahead and move it. But if there's actual urine in it or excrement, so then it can be carried outside. And then it's going to be mukta unless you put water back in it and then return it to the house. At that point, you're permitted to carry it when you put water back in. The water is something which would be potentially usable to animals. And the reason why Chazal required that there be water placed back in this keli before returning it to the house is because this sort of minimizes the concern of muksa, because after all, it's carrying something which has some use, some tashmish on Shabbos. So continues the Gemara, Savar Mina, it was assumed that Graf Shereyei Agav Mana in Bifnei Atzmalo, that the heter to move that which is disgusting, in this case, let's say the excrement, the Reyei, is only permissible Agav Mana because you are handling it through the Keli. So you're moving the Keli, and inside the Keli is that which is repulsive. However, Bifnei Atzmalo, but to go ahead and to actually handle that which is repulsive, disgusting directly, so that would be Usur. If this is so, says the Gemara, so Toshma, so come in here, that this particular assumption is not necessarily so. Listen to the following case. There was a certain mouse that was once found among the spices of Ravashi. So Amalu Ravashi, nokta betitsusa v'afkua. Go ahead and grab it by its tail and remove it, take it outside. So you see from here that something which is disgusting, something which is repulsive, can be handled directly, and it is not necessary to do so through the medium of a keli. We now continue with the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Kosha chayavin alav mishum shvus, mishum shus, mishum mitzvah b'shavis, chayavin alav b'yamtif. Which means, and this is somewhat of a funny lashon, Rashi explains, when it says, Kosha chayavin alav mishum shvus, it means that any activity for which a person is obligated not to do, and we're not talking over here about something which is b'chayv achatas, we're not talking about yisui deraisa, kosho chayavin alav, meaning something which one a person is obligated to abstain from doing, mishum shvus, because it is asmi d'rabbanan, because of some rabbinic injunction, mishum shus, mishum mitzvah b'shabbos, so even if this particular thing is a davar reshus, it's something which is optional, it's not mandatory, or even if it's a mitzvah, it's an outright obligation, chayavin alav b'yamtif, one is also obligated, again, to abstain from doing this on yamtif. So essentially, what the Mishnah seems to be saying is that something which is asim mishum shvus on Shabbos, even in a situation where it is labeled as a davar shus or a mitzvah, this is something which is still prohibited. One should not do this on Yom Tov. And now the Mishnah goes on to give several examples. Here are some examples of things which are prohibited mishum shvus, because again, of some isdur rabbanan. Lo olan be'ilan, a person is not to climb a tree on Shabbos. Now the Gemara is going to go through these one by one and explain exactly what the reason is for these particular gezeros. Velo roch vin al gabe behema, one is not permitted to ride on top of an animal. Velo shatan al pnei amayim, it is prohibited to go swimming in the water on Shabbos. Velo metapchin, velo mesapkin, velo meraktin. Something that we referenced earlier in the Masechta, you cannot clap your hands, a person should not slap his thighs, nor may he dance on Shabbos. Now here are some examples of activities which are mitzvos, but they are not obligations. These are something which are mitzvos categories as a reshus, and they are still, like we said, these are still prohibited on Shabbos. Lo danin, a person is not permitted to go ahead and get involved in a din Torah, any sort of adjudication on Shabbos. Velo mekadshin, a person is not permitted to be mekadesh an isha on Shabbos, to go ahead and essentially begin the process of marriage through what we call kiddushin. Velo chotzin, velo miyabmin, a person could not go ahead and perform chalitza or yibum. Ve'elohei mishum mitzvah. And here are examples of things which are actual mitzvos, but are still going to be prohibited nonetheless to do on Shabbos. Ve'lomakdishin. A person could not go ahead and be makdish something to hekdesh. Ve'lomarichin. A person could not go ahead and make a donation to hekdesh through a pledge of saying erkecha or erki alai. When a person goes ahead and makes a donation to hekdesh by saying that he takes his value as determined by the Torah, these are absolute values. These depend on the gender and the age of the individual. So you're not permitted to do this on Shabbos. V'lo machrimin, a person cannot make a cherim, which is another expression that a person would use in order to declare something hekdesh. So a person would go ahead and be machrim an object. So this would be taking something and setting aside for the use of hekdesh. V'lo magbin shuma ma'aser, a person cannot go ahead and separate shuma or ma'aser on Shabbos. And then the Mishnah concludes, kol elu b'yamtif omru, kavachomer b'shabbos. All of these are prohibited on yamtif, and therefore, kavachomer, how much more so on Shabbos? Ein ben yamtif l'shabbos, ela ochol nefesh bavad. And finally says the Mishnah, there really is no difference whatsoever between Shabbos and yamtif, with the exception of ochol nefesh. As we've seen already many times in this Masechta, there is, of course, a special heter which exists on yamtif to go ahead and to do certain malachos which are necessary in the preparation of food. This, of course, is unique to Yom Tov and does not apply in Shabbos. The Mishnah now says that this is really the only substantive difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov is Ochel Nefesh Belvad. Okay, so now we begin the Gemara. As I mentioned already, the Gemara is going to go through the examples that are listed in the Mishnah one by one and explain what exactly is the reason for this particular gzera, this shvus that's mentioned. So, lo olin be'ilon. First, the Mishnah mentioned that a person cannot go ahead and climb a tree on Shabbos. Why not? Says the Gemara, gzera shema yitlosh. This is prohibited because of a concern that a person may go ahead and be tolesh, who will remove, will tear off something that is attached to the tree while he is climbing it. Rashi points out that this is an issa deraisa, that removing something from its place of growth is a malach of kotzer, and given the likelihood that when climbing a tree, a person is actually going to go ahead and rip off a branch or a fruit or a leaf, whatever the case is, so this is, therefore, it's also to climb a tree for this purpose, for this reason. Continues the Gemara, v'lo roch v'in al gabi behem. It says in the Mishnah, you're not permitted to go ahead and ride an animal. Why not? Says the Gemara, gzeir shem yetzi chutzal tchum. The concern is that a person will, on the animal, go beyond the tchum Shabbos. On Shabbos, a person is only permitted to walk 2,000 amos outside of the boundaries of that city. And over here, if a person is riding on an animal, perhaps it's likely he'll go beyond that permissible distance. So it says in Gemara, shmami not tchum in daraisa. You can see from here that the Isser of Tchum Shabbos is actually prohibited min haTorah, because if we're saying that something is Usser midirabbanan, the gezeira, then it will lead to something else, well then presumably the something else is something which itself is an Isser deraisa. And this is something which is a subject of dispute. We had never known for certain that Tchum is deraisa, says the Gemara, a different reason. El gezeira shem yachtoch zemora. The reason you cannot go ahead and and ride on an animal on Shabbos is not because of a concern that a person will travel outside of Tchum, but rather a person will go ahead and cut off a branch, which he may need in order to, hit the animal, in order to direct it and make sure that it's, going the right direction. So, given the fact that this is something which a person would likely come to do, or possibly come to do on Shabbos, therefore, Chazal say that's it, you cannot go ahead and ride animals on Shabbos. V'lo shatan al pnei amayim. Then it says in the Mishnah, you cannot go swimming. Why not? Gezeira shem yasa chavis shel shayotan. The concern over here is that he will actually come to create or make a chavis shel shayotan. A chavis over here, chavis usually means like a barrel. It means some sort of tube over here that a swimmer is going to use. Rashi describes over here something that sounds a little more like a raft. That's something that a person may build in order to assist him in the water. So because of the concern that a person will do this, so therefore we say that's it, no swimming on Shabbos. Then it says, v'lo matapchin, v'lo masapkin, v'lo meraktin. A person cannot clap or hit his legs or dance on Shabbos. Gezerah shami yisakin klishir, because this is a concern. The concern is that it may lead to fixing a musical instrument which becomes broken or damaged while using it on Shabbos. Fixing an instrument, of course, would be a Torah prohibition of makah b'patish, tikun mana, and this is therefore something that, so these activities are things that people can't do, because often people are clapping or dancing, so there's going to be some accompanying music, and because of the concern of gezeir, shem, yisak, and klishir, so we said that's it, no clapping hands, or dancing, etc. And then the Mishnah went on to give another set of examples, things which are usher, but things that are mishum reshus. Ve'elohim mishum reshus lo danin. That it says that going ahead and adjudicating a dispute between different people. So this is something which is reshus. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Va'mitzvah kavod. That's a mitzvah to go ahead and adjudicate a matter. If two people have a dispute and they come to Beis Din to hear their tainas and then to determine what the din Torah is, so this is something which is a mitzvah. So it says the Gemara, lo tzricha de ikad adif minei, which means that there is somebody who's adif minei, somebody more qualified to go ahead and to hear this case. So when is it a mitzvah for any specific individual to go ahead and involve himself in a din Torah? This if he is the most qualified to go ahead and to hear the disputes. However, if there is in fact somebody more qualified, so there's no obligation upon this individual, so that's why the Mishnah labels it as a Dvar Rishus. Now, the truth is, even if there is somebody more qualified, it's still going to be Aser, but the Gemara over here is dealing with why is it that this is prohibited, that's going to be discussed later in the Gemara. The Gemara is simply trying to understand why this is considered to be a Dvar Rishus, and we say because there is somebody who is Adif Mineh, somebody who is better than him. Okay, we'll stop here.